This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett, PhD. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
So you want to understand the book of Malachi from like a more skeptical viewpoint.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got some interesting stuff to unpack here.
Yeah.
This analysis, a skeptical analysis of Malachi, moral and scientific inconsistencies, kind of lays out some potential conflicts between like what Malachi says and, you know, how we see things in the modern world.
I see.
One of the first things that kind of jumps out, right?
Yeah.
Is how the book talks about God's love.
Okay.
It says God loves Israel, but then when the Israelites are like questioning why things are so tough for them, God basically says, hey, at least you're not Edom. Look how I'm treating them.
Yeah, there's a certainly a tension there, isn't there, with how we view things today.
Right. Doesn't that seem kind of harsh? Like,
yeah, I mean, it was a common idea back then, this like divine favoritism thing. A lot of ancient cultures had similar ideas. But like you said, today it's tough to square that with this idea of a God who loves everyone equally. Some theologians try to like interpret these passages metaphorically. They focus on the like the broader message of God's love for everyone, but they also acknowledge like the historical context, right? It was a different time. What are your thoughts on that?
It's definitely food for thought. Okay, moving on. The analysis also talks about this whole thing about blemished sacrifices.
Right.
Malachi, he criticizes the priests for offering up like imperfect animals, which was a huge no-no back then. But honestly, like, why would a perfect God even care about the, like, physical appearance of a sacrifice? It's not like he's going to eat it, right?
Right. That's a really good question. And it kind of raises a bigger point about, like, the nature of divine commands.
Right.
Some people might see these instructions as, like, symbolic, representing the need for, like, inner purity and total devotion to God. Others might see it as, like, reflecting a more human-like concern with outward appearances.
Right.
Which could seem kind of strange if you think about God as being beyond all that.
Right, right. It's so interesting how those interpretations can be so different.
Absolutely.
Now, here's something that really struck me. Malachi's views on divorce. God is clearly not a fan.
Right.
And the source points out that this kind of reflects the, you know, the patriarchal society of the time.
Uh-huh.
Where women often had very few rights or options.
Oh, absolutely. And that historical context is so crucial here.
Yeah.
Back then, divorce could mean a woman losing everything, like her social standing, her home, even her kids.
Wow.
So while the text might seem very outdated to us today, it's important to remember that it's reflecting the societal norms of that time. And it really makes you think, right, about how cultural values shape our understanding of religious texts.
It totally does. Yeah. And speaking of things that clash with, you know, modern thinking, what about all those promises of, like, abundant harvests if people are faithful?
Right.
Doesn't that go against everything we know about science and economics today?
It really highlights the difference, right, between ancient and modern worldviews. Like a lot of ancient texts, Malachi kind of assumes this direct link between being pious and getting material blessings.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we know that good harvests depend on a ton of different factors, like weather patterns, soil quality, you know, smart farming techniques.
So it's less about, like, divine intervention and more about understanding how the natural world works.
Exactly. It's about, you know, recognizing how far we've come in our understanding of the world around us.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about prophecies.
Sure.
Malachi talks about a future messenger. And a lot of people interpret this to be, you know, John the Baptist. But it also makes you wonder about how we interpret prophecies, you know, especially if you're looking at it from a more secular historical point of view.
Absolutely. Prophecies are often open to a bunch of different interpretations. And it's important to remember that sometimes events can be linked to prophecies after they've already happened.
That's interesting.
Right. This analysis really encourages us to, like, approach these interpretations with a critical eye, to consider other explanations, and, you know, always keep in mind the historical context.
So after examining all these inconsistencies, like, what's the big takeaway? What can we learn from this exploration of Malachi?
I think that the key takeaway here is, like the source says, the importance of critical thinking.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean rejecting faith. It's about engaging with your beliefs, any belief, religious or secular, with a curious and open mind.
That's such a powerful point. And it kind of makes me wonder, what happens when we turn that critical lens inward, you know, and we really examine our own deeply held beliefs? Could that lead us to a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us?
That's a great question.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.